You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Idaho Youth Ranch was started in the 1950s by a reverend and his wife outside of Rupert. And since then, the Youth Ranch has grown into a statewide multi-service agency that serves at-risk children as well as their families. And the Idaho Youth Ranch mission, it is simple, to provide troubled children a bridge to a valued, responsible, and productive future by being a catalyst for positive change. And change, it is afoot at the Idaho Youth Ranch. Scott Curtis was just announced as the new CEO of the organization. Scott joins me live in studio, and 4 days on the job already.
That's right, 4 days in.
You should be all ready to go then, right?
Yeah.
So tell me about, if people are not quite aware, what the Idaho Youth Ranch is, because I think a lot of people see the thrift shops around, and that's kind of the only connection that they might have with the name.
Yeah, right. Well, the Idaho Youth Ranch is committed to meeting the needs of some of the most marginalized youth and families in our state and has been for more than 65 years. So we provide outpatient counseling services for youth and families. We also provide equine therapy outpatient as well as for our participants in our residential programs. We have a short-term residential facility in Boise. We also have Anchor House in Northern Idaho that operates outpatient counseling services, as well as equine therapy and adoption services. It's really a broad array of services, and we're expanding. One of the most important things in the last few months is that we are now able to receive Medicaid for our outpatient counseling services and are excited to be offering that.
How important is it to make sure that these children, these at-risk children, you know, and youth that we talk about, have services like this?
Well, it's critical. You know, I was listening to some of your earlier participants in this show just talking about the impacts of trauma. Mm-hmm. You know, Idaho has one of the highest rates of trauma among children, and housing and caring, supportive staff are critical for helping turn those lives around. You know, my first day on the job was Tuesday, and I ended the day having dinner with the youth and staff at the Hayes home in Boise, and quite frankly, was inspired by a couple of the young people that shared their stories with me over dinner. Also recognized that they are conquering things that I never had to manage in my own life, and by their own statements, they would not be able to be working through these issues that they're having, particularly in their home lives, if it wasn't for the supportive environments and staff at the Youth Ranch and its programs. You know, some of these kids are actually shared with me about being able to go home over the Christmas holidays and that they were able to manage some of the challenges that came up in the home environment due to the training and reinforcement they've received from the caring staff.
What's interesting to me, too, is there is a domino effect of that, right? That if when we talk about trauma, and we had a large show at the beginning of January about the effects of trauma on children, because it doesn't just affect their childhood. It goes into adulthood. So is the goal and the hope, as you said, if they know how to manage this, it is moving them forward into a more productive life.
Absolutely. You know, the intent when you help young people overcome their challenges and work with them to build their resilience, you help them not only survive the situation they are in and actually thrive in the situation they're in, but then change it for the next generation. And also the work isn't just with the youth. It's also with their families, preparing their home environments for them to be happier and healthier in that space.
I'm speaking with Scott Curtis. He is the new CEO of the Idaho Youth Ranch. You have a long history with the Treasure Valley YMCA. You were there for, you started in 2005, I believe?
Full-time in 2005, and I've been connected with there for many more years than that.
How does what you did at the YMCA play into this role at the Idaho Youth Ranch?
That's a great question, and the YMCA is a phenomenal organization. And, you know, my passion throughout my life has been working with youth and families, and particularly marginalized youth. And I had the great fortune of being able to work in that arena with the YMCA for many years. And the reason I became interested in this position with Youth Ranch is really that mission connect with my passion and looking at the Youth Ranch and recognizing that for more than 65 years, it's been committed to meeting the needs of some of Idaho's most marginalized youth. And the second piece to the decision for me was realizing that the Youth Ranch has really been at an inflection point in the history of the agency and the staff and board have really come together and said, we are charting the course for this agency for decades to come. And to be able to be a part of that and work with them mm-hmm. and help this agency be viable so that in 35 years we're celebrating our 100th anniversary is something that really excited me.
And before you came on board, as you know, there were some issues that came up around the youth ranch back in May. The Idaho Statesman did some articles. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it, you know, these were former employees coming forward saying, look, you know, they're struggling to serve the mental health needs of our local at-risk youth and their families. And you know, what changes, what improvements are you looking to make as you move forward in the next 35 years?
Well, some of them have already been made. You know, the board strategically unified around 18 months ago around hiring an outside consultant group to provide both an interim CEO as well as experts in various areas of the field to come in and look at the organization. And then broad changes have happened to improve the therapeutic services and leadership in our outpatient services to help design a residential ranch facility that will be viable in the future. It has to be sustainable. The thrift stores are a big part of our mission, right? Mm-hmm. They, not only do they provide revenue to support the rest of the mission, they also provide employment to families and job training locations for youth and other young people. And the thrift stores have really turned around in the last 18 months through great effort by the staff and the board.
Talk to me about this equine therapy that will be happening. We've seen this in, you know, other states, sure. But there is research that shows that this can really make a difference.
Sure. I'm only getting up to speed on right. equine therapy and some of the impacts and the data around that. I will tell you, we've been offering it since the Youth Ranch started.
Because it was on an actual ranch.
Right.
I mean,
so,
this is what they did.
Yeah, they didn't call it equine therapy.
Right, no.
They called it taking care of the horses.
Get on a horse and, yeah.
But equine therapy has continued. We're offering it already at the ranch property in Canyon County. We do equine therapy in northern Idaho. And then later this spring, the indoor arena will be opening at the property in Middleton. And we're excited both for the participants in Youth Ranch programs, but also we have other partners that are using this space.
How do you continue to move an organization forward that is statewide and serves the people that it serves? Because I think sometimes when we're in the Treasure Valley, we as I said earlier, we see a thrift store. We don't think much about it. But this is a statewide effort.
Well, one of the things I think you do is rally your staff and your board around a strategic vision, which is what this organization has done, and wanting to really lead in becoming best in class in treating trauma, as well as lead the rest of the state in understanding of the impacts of trauma. So you rally around a clear strategic plan that's compelling, but then you make sure all of those efforts of the organization are unified. So there's also been great work in addition to improving just the business of the stores. You know, those frontline staff are realizing that they're the face of the Youth Ranch. They tell the stories. And so it's making sure across the organization, everyone is a part of the mission and understands the mission and can speak to it.
How did it make you feel Tuesday night on that first night on the job, sitting down with the kids?
Well, as I already said, it made me feel really privileged, to have come from the background I came from, where I didn't have to face those challenges. Mm-hmm. It also made me feel so inspired, both by the youth that were there, courageously taking on their challenges, but also the incredible staff that were working with them, one who'd worked for 6 years, another who'd worked for 4.5 years in our residential program.
What's interesting to me, too, is even when the controversy came out around the Idaho Youth Ranch, even critics said that the Youth Ranch serves a vital role in caring for our children.
Absolutely. And I wouldn't have come to the Youth Ranch if I didn't believe that and didn't want to be a part of making sure that was the case for decades to come.
What is your vision within like the next year? I think sometimes we can have a broad vision for 10, 15, 20 years, but sometimes real change has to happen in that first 12 months?
Sure. Well, it's continuing a lot of the great work that's been happening internally with our culture and our mission and values and making sure we're all united around those and that those are combined with our strategic plan, our four vision areas. That's key. Also, finalizing the program for the actual ranch, the residential treatment facility in Canyon County, is a huge piece of our upcoming work. It's going to speak very loudly both to us internally, provide services to really dozens and dozens more youth, but will also speak strongly to our donors and across the state, which is what they want to see.
And so that when you say residential treatment, I mean, this is a live-in facility.
Absolutely. We currently have short-term residential facilities, but the ranch will be the long-term residential facility, akin to what was started in the 50s near Rupert, but different.
Yeah.
The needs of the youth have changed so significantly in 65 years that the program there has got to be state-of-the-art in terms of medical care, counseling care, support services, reentry services for families, as well as the facilities. They have to be state-of-the-art. So that is what is happening right now. Every day we're talking about it. In my first 4 days, there hasn't been a day that hasn't had a meeting about that ranch project, and we'll be working with the board to move it forward.
So in a perfect world, when do you see this being ready to go?
Well, our strategic vision pushes us to try to have that open sometime by the end of 2021. We're going to keep pushing for that. That may be a little aggressive, but it's good to have an aggressive goal.
But it's also needed.
Absolutely needed.
I want to thank you for coming in today. My guest today, Scott Curtis, he is the new CEO of the Idaho Youth Ranch. I appreciate you talking with me today.
Thank you.